Franco is pretty smart, but Franco is a child. And when it comes to the day of the contest, I'm his father. He comes to me for advices. So it's not that hard for me to give him the wrong advices.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to Advices Radio. This is episode number 67, and I am your host, Scott McNally. Thank you for being here with me. I'm always pumped to record another podcast, especially Advices Radio. This is the show where everything started for the Advices Radio Network. If you guys have been listening to the other programs, Muscle Minds and Bodybuilding Nerds, then you heard that I went out to Junior Nationals. While I was there, I managed to see our guest turn pro, Brett Wilkin. He won Classic Physique B, and then from there went on to win the overall. So we'll talk to him in just a moment, but I gotta tell you guys, I had so much fun at Junior Nationals. It was unplanned fun. I didn't necessarily intend on going, and last minute I decided, and it was beyond cool. I got to see my client, Joe Russo, turn pro in Classic Physique C. This is the best he had ever looked. And there's a lot of factors there. I think that he brought the best off season to me to work with. And then we began dieting and we didn't have to pull quite as hard as we had in the past. He brought his legs up in the past off season. He brought them up dramatically. He looks so good. I'm so happy with him, and I can't wait to work with him in the IFBB. Honestly, I cried. I cried when he won. No kidding. And then I cried again when him and I met out in the lobby. It blows my mind. This is the second person that I've helped turn pro, and honestly, I can say it doesn't get old. So anyway, shout out to him. A shout out to Kara Trebish, my other client that was in the show. She did phenomenal. Fourth place out of 28 girls in the bikini division. Kara, I can't wait to see what you do at Universe. So enough of my personal shout outs here on the show. I try to keep that stuff on the other programs like Bodybuilding Nerds, but I had to throw those things in here since we are talking about Junior Nationals. Let's get to it. Welcome back to Advices Radio. I'm your host, Scott McNally, and with me today, the winner of Class B at Junior Nationals and the overall in Classic Physique, new IFBB Pro, Brett Wilkin. Brett, thanks for being with me, man. I much appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on here today. I'm really excited here to kind of cover everything and kind of, you know, just kind of chat and see what we can come up with here.
Heck yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, man, I didn't know a lot about you going into this. I mean, I see that you're friends with John Meadows. I remember watching a leg training video with him. I know about who you're married to. We'll get into that in just a minute. And she's obviously got her own celebrity. But I think you are making waves for yourself, man. I got to start out, though. Just how does it feel walking off that stage and you are now an IFBB pro?
Man, I mean, and that's part of the reason probably, you know, you really haven't heard of me or anything like that. It's just because I've just kept, you know, I'm one of those, you know, coming from Meadows, you know, I'm kind of just one of those hard workers. I've just kept my nose down this last year, know, training for the IFBB Pro, you know. So that, I mean, that was the main thing. The main goal was to become an IFBB Pro. And, you know, I wasn't going to do that through, you know, social media posts, you know, things like that. I mean, you got to have the physique first. So literally this last, brief history, you know, I started competing barely over a year ago. My first show was the Omaha Duel of Champions, which was a week before Junior National last year.
Okay.
So some history there.
And what did you compete in there? Were you in Classic or did you do bodybuilding?
I did Classic.
Okay.
I did Classic. So kind of, you know, just because, I mean, I was saying, you know, that fit my, at that time, you know, I was even a little bit smaller, last year, but just with my physique, you know, smaller waist and everything, and wanted to try that new class.
Okay.
And then what I found out this off season when I going back, what happened is, you know, I've been with Ivana. So my wife, Ivana Vucic, she's an IFBB pro, a figure pro. She's been pro for 5 years now, so four and a half years. So actually, right when we met each other, okay. She had just turned pro.
Amazing physique too, Olympian competitor. She's out of this world, man.
Right. So she got seventh at Olympia last year. We went down and she got him getting fifth at the Arnold Australia this year. So I went down there with her and that was a great experience. But
hell yeah.
she's only 26, so she's I'm 29. I'm a little older than her, but she's up and coming. I mean, we have some crazy some goals set for this year. So I think, you know, she's getting ready for the Olympia right now. We just started prep.
Nice.
I think it's going to go very, very well. So now we'll cover a little bit more about how we're going to prepare for that. But what happened, you know, I mean, I've always been active. I'm, you know, four sport athlete, high school, played college football. After college, didn't really know, you know, I got actually a science degree. Didn't really know what I wanted to do. It just, you know, still had that competitive nature. So what I did is just kind of got into, you know, lifting myself. Not bodybuilding, just, you know, just kept lifting weights, stopped running as much. I actually graduated college at 165 pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I was an all-American receiver, kick returner, punt returner. I was just that, you know, I was that quick little Wes Welker type of slot receiver. But then, you know, when I graduated, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to run anymore. You know, I don't really know what I want to do. So that's when I kind of started hitting the weights, you know, gradually put on, you know, and, you know, did it a lot, you know, like 5-6 days a week, you know, worked some side jobs, really just got into lifting, you know, put on a good, and I feel like I did it right. You know,
okay. What do you mean by that? You did it right.
I did it right in that I put on about 5 to 10 pounds from the age of, you know, 21, 22 each year of just pure muscle, you know,
nice.
It wasn't just like, hey, I'm gain 40 pounds, you know, right away. I'm just eat as much as I can. I mean, I increased my eating, you know, gained about 5-10 pounds of muscle each year from the age of 22 to 25, you know.
Okay, so let's look at that for a minute, because I think that's important in itself right there. I don't want to gloss over it. I feel like, you know, we look at Instagram, we look at what we see that's sensational today, and you see these guys turn around saying, hey, I gained 40 pounds this off season. And A, right. That's not really healthy. And B, it's not really realistic. But man, when you talk about gaining 5 pounds a year over a 4 or 5 year period, that's a lot of muscle that you gain, man. That's not easy either. You know, that's not easy what you did.
No. And I tell people this, you can see it in my physique and how I've had prevention of injuries. Like my tendons and everything, my tendons, my ligaments, my joints grew with my muscle. You know, you see these people that are having, you know, when they gain 40 pounds, you know, when they do those bulk, you know, crazy bulks and everything, that they end up having injuries and things like that. It's just because they put on so much so fast. I mean, I feel like I did, you know, I did it right. And so, and then a couple of years after that is when I met Ivana. So, you know, when she moved back, and then, you know, like I said, I'm a couple of years older. So when she moved back from college is when I met her and we kind of took off. And I didn't compete right away. That's when I started traveling the shows and kind of got interested.
Interesting.
And I'm not going to lie. She's the one that, you know, she's the one that actually taught me how to eat.
No kidding.
Like, you know, yes. Like, I mean, like I said, I was gaining, you know, some weight, you know, each year, but, you know, I was still only eating like 3 or 4 meals a day. And then, and, you know, she would start coming over. And then I remember, like, she still jokes about it. She's like, I felt odd, like, eating in front of him because he'd wake up, he wouldn't eat till noon, you know? And I'm like, I got my meals planned out and he's just, you know, so kind of took over the lifestyle that way, you know, kind of got into it that way. You know, she kept on getting better and better. You know, we went to a few Olympias, and then that's when, you know, my physique, you know, obviously me training with her and travel, and then, you know, my physique started getting better and better too. And then we started, you know, clients reaching out to us or people wanting us to, like, you know, teach them our ways and things like that. So that's when I decided, so this would have been a little bit over a year ago, is decided, you know, hey, Ivana, you know, I want to do a competition, you know, mainly because I want to know what goes into the dieting aspect. You know, I know how to put on muscle.
Yeah.
I know how to lift weights. I know how to teach people how to lift weights, but I want to know how to diet. You know, I want to know how to bring in that physique.
Okay.
And so she, you know, I talked her into it, you know, because she knows everything that goes into it. And so she, you know, we did it. We went to Omaha, you know, because we're based out of Des Moines, Iowa right now.
Okay.
And went over to Omaha, didn't know what to expect, and then went in there and just, you know, blew it out of the water. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So took the overall there and everything. And, you know, that was actually my only plan. My plan at the time was only to do one show.
No kidding. No kidding.
Seriously. Yeah. Because I mean, I was working, I was a loan officer. I was working at, I was a mortgage consultant, like, just, you know, making good money. you know, I was just like, let's do this on the side just so I can, you know, this is what I like to do, you know, as a hobby.
Sure.
And then let's go do one show. But then, you know, I did so well that the judges, you know, Jack the Tone out there, they were like, hey, you need to go to Junior National next weekend. And I'm like, what? You know, how am I supposed to do that? You know, like, and so we didn't know. And so, you know, talked her into it. We went that next weekend to Junior National. So that would have been exactly a year ago.
Okay.
And so we went there, and I ended up, you know, did not know what we were doing. You know, I didn't know what to expect. There's 35 guys in my class. My posing was, you know, not good at all. You know, since I was so new to it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, just kind of beginning.
You just and basically did your first show. Now you're on a national stage the next weekend. I can understand, right. Man. Yeah.
Right. Within 5 days. So we went out there. And we ended up getting third.
No kidding.
I ended up getting third. And then last year, top two got pro cards. So I missed that pro card by one spot in my second show in a week. So that kind of really, you know, kind of lit the fire in that, you know, and at that time, you know, seeing, and I actually became really good friends with, you know, who won my class and the overall, and then also who got second. So just seeing, you know, what satisfaction that they got, you know, from that accomplishment really kind of lit the fire and led to me, you know, like, hey, this is, you know, this is what I want to accomplish, is, you know, within the next year.
Nice.
So that's really, I mean, that's really what kind of set forth the plan to really have a great, great off season and, you know, master the physique so that I can come back and, you know, take, you know, become a pro and then take that overall. And it all worked out like that.
All right. I got a couple questions for you now. So you started, you know, competing not too long ago. The wife signed off. She said, okay, let's do this. Did you hire somebody to prep you, or did you do this yourself? Did you use her help? How did you put this package together?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't even believe it, but we actually, the entire prep, it's just been, you know, myself and Ivana.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I mean, obviously we have great resources, as in, you know, John Meadows. If I ever have a question, I can reach out to him. You know, we're surrounded by a lot of, you know, IFBB pros from her avenues and everything that, you know, if there is help, I can, you know, reach out and ask. But really what it came down to is we've prepped myself.
Nice.
And you know what, and Scott, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Why is that?
The main reason is because I've learned so much in the last year just on my own knowledge, my own studying, my own, you know, looking up what I can do, you know, seeing how my body reacts to training, food, everything that I've been able to apply that to now what we do as we coach clients. So, you know, I've these clients underneath me, you know, and they're, you know, especially after this weekend, just reaching out like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's, and, you know, it's just been a whirlwind, but most of it's all been is, you know, I've taught myself. It's, you know, taught myself through studying, seeing how my body reacts. And I wouldn't have any other way looking back at it now, because I've now gained what I think is, you know, that vast knowledge to be able, you know, to spread that knowledge on to my clients or anyone I want to work with that way.
Sure. And now by helping other people, what I found too is you get to see a cross section of how so many different bodies respond, that the education just continues to grow and grow working with them too. It's a cool thing, man. I got another question for you. Talking to Scott Stevenson, he spoke to me about some conversations you guys had. He said that you were pretty big leading into this show. You were like lean with a lot more weight on you. What did you have to be on stage to make weight for Class B Classic Physique at Junior Nationals? And what were you weighing, say, we'll say 8 weeks out?
Right. So, yeah. So when I actually met Scott Stevenson, Dr. Scott was with Meadows and, you know, probably 2 months ago when we were just out there and training Columbus with Ivana. And or I think actually it was right before the Arnold. So
okay.
Right, and we went out there and stayed with him for a week before Ivana competed. And I met Scott because he was doing a seminar out there, and we really just kicked it off. He's a great dude, man.
Oh, were you at the seminar?
Yeah.
So, oh, no kidding. I was there too.
I was there that whole week. Yep. I actually didn't go to the seminar. We trained before the seminar, and then she had some things before the show that I had to do, though, but I wanted to go, but I was around them anyway. But,
right on.
So yeah, I met him, and at that point, like I said, I had a hell of an off season. I mean, I was so focused, you know, even Ivana kind of bothers her is that, like, food, you know, when it comes into, like, you know, eating desserts and things like that, and like, I don't need that stuff, you know? And so, like, I mean, I got all the way up to, I was like probably in between 225, 230. But I was probably 7 or 8% body fat.
Nice. And how tall are you?
5'9".
Okay.
And so, I mean, I was probably, you know, 7-8. I mean, I stayed relatively really lean and put on some really good muscle. And I got pretty, you know, pretty dang strong there. So when I was lifting with, you know, when Dr. Scott met me and we started doing legs and, you know, I just started, you know, we started hitting some squats and stuff, and him and John were kind of wearing down a little bit. And I was just kind of, well, we can throw a couple more plates on, you know, and then like, and Dr. Scott's like, well, what are you competing in? And I'm like, well, I'm doing, the plan is, you know, Classic Physique Junior Nationals. I mean, that's what I did last year. I really, really want to go back to that Chicago stage and take it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they give out pro cards there. And he's like, what? And he's like, I mean, how are you going to do that? Like him and John both. And I'm like, I mean, I made it last year, you know, I mean, I believe I'll make it the weight. And so, they're like, I mean, you just have you have more of a bodybuilder, like just how lean you are at this size, it's going to be really tough to get down to that. But with what happened is they ended up increasing the weight limit. Last year I had to be 192.
Okay.
This year was 197. So either way, the thing is, this is how I approach the show. I could do bodybuilding at like light heavy,
yeah,
but you have to be 198 anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, and so for the Classic Physique, for my height, you had to be 197.
Fair enough.
And they give out pro cards at Junior Nationals. So,
good point.
And so that's what, I mean, I'm like, no, I'm going to stick with, you know, Classic. You know, I like the look. I mean, I got to be pretty much the same weight, you know, depending if I wanted to do bodybuilding anyway. And you know, I can go pro. And yeah, so that's, and then, you know what, after that happens, then we can reevaluate, you know, what we want to do next. But, you know, that's going to be what it is set forth at that time.
Now, is this something that you think you'll want to stick with in Classic, or do you think you've got the card now, you could move up to say 212 if you wanted to. Is there any thought about that?
Right. And so that's, I mean, if you saw Meadows made a post yesterday about me. It was really, really, really genuine post, and I really appreciate it. He was just saying, you know, he was really happy for me, and he's like, he's like, Brett, he thinks I could be a better bodybuilder at 212 just because, you know, I look the same at 195 as I do 215, you know, but with just muscle, you know, same leanness wise, just a lot more muscle, because, you know, I did yeah, chip away a lot of muscle to get down to 197.
You know what the cool thing is? I'm in agreement. I mean, I'm a meathead at heart, so I want to see somebody, you know, as big and ripped as possible. But right, I will say the cool thing about your physique is you were able to strip it down to 197, yet not lose that shape. You know, a lot of guys start looking real stringy once they lose that much. You didn't look stringy at all to me.
Correct. And so that's kind of what happened last year, like, is that I, you know, when I started, I mean, I was relatively, you know, I still was up to like 220 before I cut last time too.
Okay.
But even Meadows said, you know, he would always say, he's like, Brett looks best at 210. He's like, he's, you know, if it was Classic Physique 210, he'd go pro easier. He would have last year. You know, it's just the hard part with him is you got to balance out, you know, once he starts reaching that, you know, around 200 pounds is when he starts getting stringy looks. So what I did this year, and like I said, that, and this is a good time to transition into that, is what I had to do the last couple weeks, because, you know, I started to get stringy, you know, and I knew that, you know, that was coming. And so really the crazy thing about this prep, and that's why I'm so glad, you know, I kind of did it myself and I learned so much about my body, is that I didn't really have a real depletion. And people, you know, really? It's kind of fun. I want to talk about that now, is, you know, all these bodybuilders, you know, all these other guys, you know, you see peak week and everything, how, you know, they're killing themselves and stuff.
Yeah,
man, I was just eating like crazy, like the last week or two, just to maintain, so, you know, cause
I just want to make this clear for anybody who isn't competitive out there and doesn't understand the way that this works. Yeah. A lot of guys are going to be sucking down that last week and trying to cut, even cut water to just to get on the scale. Ooh. Which for this show, you needed to weigh in Thursday. And then from there, a lot of guys are filling back out. That's what Joe Russo did, my client, who was in class C. You didn't have to do that. You're telling me that a week out, you were already at the 197 mark or under.
Right. And I was...
No kidding.
Week out, I was eating to maintain that weight. Yeah. So I was eating, you know, 200... I mean, I don't even think the entire prep, I went under probably 150 grams of carbs a day.
Okay. So how early on did you how far out were you when you hit the mark and you knew you were gonna, you already made weight?
Well, I mean the actual mark was probably about 3 or 4 days before.
Okay.
I was waking up at like 197 already, you know, not even with a water cut.
Gotcha.
you know, so, but I mean, I relatively, a couple weeks out, I was already, you know, approaching 200 really fast. So that's right when on. I was like, you know, and some people were like, no, just get as lean as you can. And I'm like, no, I mean, that's not a good look for me. You know, if I wanted to, if I would have stuck to a, you know, a low day, you know, 3 days in a row or something, you know, I would have came in at like 180 something and would have lost it, you know? So what I had to do, and this was something I talked to Dr. Scott about too, is I was implementing a lot of refeeds, and what we used is sushi. I was probably doing every 3 days, I was doing a sushi refeed after, and I'd structured it around my, you know, bigger body parts, legs and legs and back days. But I would go, you know, after legs and back days, and I would just go eat as much sushi as I could just to, you know, maintain that weight.
Hell yeah.
But the thing is, I would still keep cardio up. You know, I would still do my cardio, and that's why, I mean, I think it came in, you know, if you could tell from pictures and everything and from results and from feedback, I mean, what won it for me was my conditioning. You know, I had a lot of comments about my conditioning. So, I mean, I still kept that conditioning, but I was still able to handle that conditioning because my metabolism was so crazy and I was still doing cardio, but I was still eating enough too. I was still I was still refueling and refeeding at the right times that worked for my body. And that's why I'm glad I was able to accomplish that.
And so you're telling me even on the low days, you weren't dropping below 150 on carbs. So you were still getting carbs in on those days, huh?
Right, right. So even on my low days, I was probably in between 120 to 120 or 150, and then my high days was like 300 to 400.
Man, that's awesome. How was your training coming into the show? Because I know a lot of times when guys drop that body fat down and they start dropping a lot of weight, they start getting weaker. Obviously, at 8 weeks out, you were still putting Scott and John through their paces. How were you, say, you know, 2-3 weeks out?
That's another thing, and then, I mean, and that's like I said, that's what was so different about this prep. From the previous ones was with those refeeds and what I was able, you know, with manipulating, making adjustments. Honestly, I just made adjustments daily.
Okay.
You know, I would go off of scale, go off of look. But the crazy part is, and that's one thing I just kept saying, every, like, I'd come home and be like, Ivana, my strength has not changed at all. You know, like, I mean, like, I was still 2 weeks out. I was still, you know, I was still squatting 4 plates. Like, you know, I'm like, It just felt good. I mean, you know, finally, eventually, like week and a half out, you know, then I, you know, obviously I didn't want to push anything anyway. And I started feeling a little weaker, but I mean, my strength relatively stayed there. And like, even now, you know, back in the gym, I mean, it's still relatively high. So I'm really happy about it.
No kidding. You've talked a lot about legs so far while we've talked about training, and your legs are outstanding. Is that your favorite body part to train?
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely a focal point. You know, I think, you know, definitely bringing out that outer sweep. And if you saw my backside, my posterior chain there, hamstrings, glutes. And that's one thing. I mean, I think that's another reason John wants me to go bodybuilding so bad. It's like, I mean, I had striated glutes at like 10 weeks out, you know, I everything was just striated and, just, you know, that's really focal point of bringing the detail in the legs this time. So I would do. And then, so probably this last month, I was splitting up my legs. I would have a quad day and a hamstring day.
Okay.
Yep. So I would even, you know, I'd go in the mornings. I mean, I was, like I said, I really pushed the envelope this, you know, to get this pro card. I was going in, I was hitting 2-a-days, probably 3 days a week. But, you know, splitting it up that I do like, you know, quads in the morning, then like arms at night or something, or quads and shoulders, you know, hamstrings and like chest at night or something. But I would really, you know, I was really focusing on that detail, building the right areas, you know, back width. And then I knew what I needed to do. And I, you know, and the judges agreed with it.
Right. Now, what was your biggest focus on things to bring up this off season?
Definitely quad sweep. So I did a lot of, focused a lot on, you know, front squats, hack squats, sissy squats. You know, single leg press, did a lot of, rack pulls.
Okay.
To build the thickness in the back, a lot of rows. And then, I mean, that's gonna be more of a focal point going forward too. Is like, you can never do enough rows. The wider you are, you know, your smaller your waist is going to be. And that sort of thing, you know, I didn't even do much. I kind of even backed off arms. I didn't even do much.
No kidding.
I didn't do too much arms this year. I mean, you're hitting those and everything anyway.
Sure.
As we got closer to the show, I kind of focused on it a little bit more, but. You know, I really wanted to hit the areas that I think need the most improvement, and it worked out well.
Right on. Well, I know you that you are a busy guy. You're telling me about everything that's going on. Talk to me a little bit about what's happened since you won the card, because it's only really been a few days now, but I imagine that things are just blowing up right now. I mean, you got me calling, you got everybody else calling you too, I'm sure.
Right, right. It's really been, yeah, it's been a whirlwind just this last couple of days. Not much sleep, but no, it's been great. I mean, well, you know what, like I said, we ended up, you know, we kind of had a little bit of fun Saturday night just with some friends. You know, I had to stick around for the show and had a quick dinner, but then Sunday had the NPC News Online, the shoot, so the champion shoot, so that was fun. Did another photo shoot after that, and then we actually came back Sunday night, but, you know, with all that, you know, just so many messages, so many, you know, people reaching out, and then also, you know, some sponsorships too. So, you know, having decided, you know, what we're going to move forward, you know, I really like, you know, really like working with, you know, Meadows. He endorses Yvonne and everything. So we'll see. You know, I don't have right now, don't have a true supplement endorsement.
Okay.
I mean, what they do is, I mean, he provides anything, you know, to me for supplements and everything, but, you know, moving forward, I want to kind of look at something, maybe, you know, each month, you know, payments, you know, getting endorsed and having a set paycheck and getting that set up with a company or something. So we'll see.
Well, listen,
we'll be in talks.
Listen, you should talk to John about that, because seriously, I feel like you would be a great fit for Granite Supplements. You're a well-spoken guy. You're a good-looking guy. You've got an awesome physique, and you're a hard worker, man. I feel like you would fit the bill perfectly to be on the team there. So you got my vote, that's for sure.
Right. Right, yeah, and I mean, that's definitely something I'm going to approach him here, you know, next time I see him. He's already, you know, we already got a discount code on all his products and everything like that. So I'm already, you know, part of the family, but, you know, I want to get – it's just want to make it official and, you know, sign the final paper. So that will be my next step, and I definitely would choose, you know, I would definitely choose Grant over anybody else just because of our family history and everything and how, you know, great guy he is. And so what else, you know, happened with that is, you know, I got sponsored by Proactive Wear. It's the trunk company, so they do those classic physique shorts, and they also do bodybuilding shorts.
Okay.
And so he, his name's Raul. He actually reached out to me. He reached out to me a couple weeks ago. So right before the show, he kind of, you know, saw, you know, what, you know, kind of what I was bringing, and, you know, he wanted to, you know, send me the amateur contract. You know, took care of me in Chicago, so I really appreciate that. You know, had my food ready, everything.
Nice.
You know, sent me trunks. And then when I he believed in me. He called me. He's like, you think you're going to win? I go, I know I'm going to win it all. And he goes, that's all I need to hear. And then, you know, we hit it off there. And so he's like, he's like, that's what I wanted to hear. That's your confidence. And so, I mean, he was one of the first ones to call me after stage. He's like, all right, you know, got the pro contract ready. And so
nice.
Now, yep. And so now we're actually in transition to that. So after the show, you know, he calls me. So going back into the craziness of coming back.
Yeah.
You know, I land, you know, we get back, I'm eating Monday, you know, having some pancakes, and he calls me and goes, hey, we're, you know, I want to fly you down to South, I want to fly you down to Miami and do a photo shoot, you know, what weekend works best for you. And I'm like, I'm crazy, you know, it's crazy right now. Like, you know, me and Ivana, we have so much going on in the next couple of weeks. But then I remembered I'm actually going to Florida here tomorrow. So I'm going to Florida tomorrow for a family vacation. It's been set for months and months to go.
No kidding.
So it actually worked out, timed out perfect right after the show. And so we were going to go to New Smyrna Beach tomorrow anyway. And I was like, oh crap, I'm not actually going to be in Florida. So he was like, that's perfect. I'll bring you down. So he's going to bring me and Yvonne down to South Beach on Saturday. So we're going to go down there Saturday while we're already in Florida. And we're going to do a photo shoot there, a training video photo shoot on the beach. And then he's going to some dinner, and we're going to stay down there in a condo and stuff. And so, I mean, that's just part of, you know, the great experience we're going to have this week. And then I can get off my diet. So the last couple of days,
right,
I've been back on the diet. I was in the gym already this morning. I got to go back, but kind of keep, you know, just keep everything kind of tightened up a little bit for the photo shoot. And then I'll have and then the next steps, I'm sure that's probably one of your next questions, is next steps are, you know, I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to grow, you know, just because, you know, depending on what I want to do, either, you know, bodybuilding or classic physique, all the weight limits go up. You know, I can either go 212 bodybuilding, or I can go classic physique for my height is 207. So,
okay.
You know, right now I'm sitting around 200 pounds. You know, I want to have a solid year off season. Next up is, Olympia stage for Ivana, and I help her get ready for that and help her train. So what we are doing actually, and you know, this is pretty cool to announce, is we're actually, like I said, we're located in Des Moines, Iowa right now.
Right.
And we're actually going to move out to Denver, Colorado here early July.
No kidding. And you're going to train at the Mile High Gym then, I assume.
Yep. So we're going out to Armbrust Gym. The owner there is Dylan Armbrust.
Right, right.
And he's Ivana's new coach. So like he actually coaches her for the preps. So he's going to do her prep this Olympian. He also, I think he coaches Candace Carter, who's won the last couple Arnolds and everything. So, and he has he's really specializes in figure physiques,
right.
Figure women. So, and we went out there 3 weeks ago. Yes, we went out there 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we just stayed there for four or five days with him. Great, great guy. I met him for the first time. You know, we just trained every day. I trained with him and Adam Young, who's a 212 pro bodybuilder. So
he's friend of the show we're friends with Dave Kalick here, his coach.
Yeah. Yeah. He told me about Dave and them. So went out there, hit it off with him. And so I trained with him for 3 or 4 days. Yvonne trained with Dylan. We all hit it off. And then Dylan kind of brought up the idea. We brought it up to him too. We're like, wow, this is just great. You know, you're out here, Phil Heath right next to you. You're training next to Phil Heath. You have Becca. And it's just beautiful out there. And we're at a good point in our life. You know, we got married last fall. We're actually in the process of moving. So I was, you know, we were looking at some places around here. And then I was like, you know, hey, Vonna, like, you know, no kids and no set plans on kids here anytime, you know, just because we're right in the peak of our, you know, competition careers, especially with her, that, you know, we're like, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to, you know, go do that move if we want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're getting like a 6-month lease for now. We're going to go out there, to get her ready. She's going to train for the Olympia. Dylan's already, you know, I'm going to talk to Dylan. He's already gotten some set up. I'm going to be training clients out of the gym there, working at the gym.
Nice.
And then obviously all my online and current clients too. So I, job set up. We're, you know, finalizing an apartment. And so we're going to be moving out there I'm going to be training with Adam, get him ready. He's doing Chicago Pro here in a couple of weeks too. So he's been doing really well. So,
nice.
So we're really excited for that. That's the next step. Next step in our life is a big move here in a couple of weeks.
Man, I sent some big stuff. It's going to be really cool. And you've already got a community built in over there. I think that'll be awesome. You know, we're kind of in a good place here for me to ask something else. I was wondering, tell me about two competitors living in the same house, functioning together in a relationship. Because Ivana has been at a high level for a long time. And obviously you take what you do very seriously. And, that's only getting greater. Talk about what it's like, you know, dieting around one another. What are the pros and the cons of being in a relationship with a competitor?
Absolutely. And that's a huge, huge thing. You know, like, and I'll even say this right away is that she has she's amazing in that she is great at balancing. You know, and that's something we stress is you need to have the balance too. You know, I mean, like I said, I had a crazy offseason, you know, hit it. But you got to stop. And, you know, even she reminds me, we got balanced life, you know, take the niece out to the park, you know, go enjoy some, you know, time together, you know, because, you know, when it comes down to it, bodybuilding still just, you know, it is a hobby. You know, it really is, you know, I mean, I know it's, you know, technically that's how, you know, makes money and everything, but you got to be able to balance life and enjoy the small things in life too.
It's not important thing, right?
It's
great and it's important, but it's not as important as our relationships. So,
yeah,
how long has Ivana been training and competing for?
So about 5 years. So, I mean, she went pro really, really quick.
Okay.
She has some crazy, crazy foreign genetics too. So,
she's been around doing it a little longer at the competitive level where she can sense that she sees that need for balance that you're telling me.
Yep. Yep. And so we really stressed that, you know,
that's cool.
And the good thing is, you know, we both, you know, love the hobby so we can enjoy it together. And so we found something that, you know, niche that we'd enjoy together and we stick together. But one thing we definitely stress is when it comes down to it, you know, me and her relationship comes first. And, you know, and then that's what you see a lot of, you know, you've probably seen a lot in the industry that it's actually, you know, the sport is actually ruining relationships just because it is, you know, that guy, it is a selfish sport. It comes down to, you know, competing, you know, that especially those last couple of weeks becomes very selfish, you know, but you have to, you know, to reach that level of your physique looking like that. You have to, you know, do 100% towards yourself.
Yeah.
And we understand that, but the thing is we do a great job of, you know, knowing the timing. One thing is we've never actually really, done a full prep to, you know, at the same time.
Okay.
We haven't really ever, and we've timed it out that way, which I like, you know, so, you know, like when, So like now that she's getting ready for Olympia, you know, I wasn't going to be like, hey, I want to go do Chicago Pro in 3 weeks, you know, but just because, because then you want to be able to, it's almost selfish in this regard. So, you know, hey, it's almost like, hey, it's your turn, you know, and then you also got to take a step back and realize, you know, hey, there's bigger and better things. And then, so we kind of set it up that way. But she did say, I mean, what she wants to do next year is, I was planning on taking a break anyway here the next couple months, you know, into the new year. But she wants to do my pro debut together. So we'll be looking at probably, you know, either late this year or spring next year of my first show. And then she wants to do the same show. So that should be really fun.
Oh, wow. You even said this year. So you're telling me there's potential that we're going to see you back in 2018, huh?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be until probably after the Olympia. There's that Hurricane Pro. I know that. That's right after the Olympia and stuff. Okay. But we'll see. You know, like I said, we need to get moved first and get settled and everything going first before we make that decision.
Yeah, that makes total sense, man. That's pretty cool. So you guys are moving out there shortly. You're heading down to Florida. What else am I missing in this picture?
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, like, just kind of, you know, going into what this last year has involved. And like, like I talked about and soaking up all that knowledge and, you know, to teach myself. I mean, what it all came down to is, you know, was our travels. And like what we were able to do with this last 9 months is, you know, we traveled to it through our avenue of competing. We know we did the Arnold, Ohio. But before all that, we made some plans. We drove out to and flew out to. We went to the West Coast Mecca, obviously. So we went out to Gold's Venice. You know, stayed there for a week. You know, made some great connections. Worked out. That's where we hung out with Breon.
Nice.
We're good buddies with Breon, so kind of went out and trained with him. And then also at the Gold's Gym. Then after that, we went over to Pittsburgh, and she did the MP. You know, went to the NPC headquarters, did a shoot there. Trained at that gym. Right after that, we drove over to New York. Went to Bev's gym. Went to Bev's gym, and then came back, and then that's when she went straight to Columbus for the Arnold. And then 2 weeks after that, we went to Australia. So Australia was awesome. Let me tell you. I mean, it was.
Tell me about your experience out there in Australia. I've never been there, man, but I hear there's a ton of bodybuilding fans. We have a lot of listeners from Australia.
Perfect. Yeah. So let me tell you, Australia was probably one of the coolest places I've ever visited. And just like you said, it's just per capita, I think it's one of the greatest like bodybuilding fan base I've ever seen.
No kidding.
I mean, like they love bodybuilders down there. We made some great, great friends that I still talk to daily. I mean, even I saw on Facebook today, one of our friends was like posting my picture in their, you know, in their Facebook groups down there saying, hey, you know, our American friend went pro over there or something like that.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, I mean, they're great, great people that we still keep in touch with. And we're even one who, we're in the motions of setting up some, going down there and I'm doing some seminars.
Oh, no kidding. What are you going to focus on for your seminars?
We were talking about and then going with Meadows too. So John would join us. It'd be us three. We'd go down there and, you know, do his typicals there, talking about just overall, you know, training intensities, insulin sensitivity, fasting, it'd be a whole day seminars and also workouts too. So,
and
do even a little bit of tour. So we're going to talk to a few different gyms, in relation, you know, make it worth the time, you know, go down there for maybe even a week or two and just knock out a bunch because we made some good friends down there that, you know, own some gyms, the Gold's Gym Miranda down there in Sydney. And so they've been in touch with us. And so I would love to go back. And I mean, we're planning on going back in the spring there for the Arnold anyway, but it sounds like we might go down there later this year, man, just for some seminars anyway. So yeah, it's been crazy, man.
I got to tell you, it's cool to see everything you're doing here. You're a hustler. You're a hustler. You really are, man. You're just hitting the ground running here. It sounds like you already had so much going on and you were so plugged in to, you know, the bodybuilding industry before turning pro. This is I can only see things going up from here. I'd love to ask you about your training and a little bit more about what type of style of training that you prefer. I know you said, you know, toward the end you were doing two-a-days, you were splitting body parts up at a time and stuff. What do you prefer, higher volume, lower volume? What's your approach?
Right. So, I mean, I build a lot of my philosophies off of between two people. I go off of a lot of my training goes off of obviously John Meadows and his programs.
Okay.
I mean, I don't actually follow exact his program, just kind of stuff I've picked up on, things I've done with him in the past.
Yeah.
And then, you know, more of the, you know, the principle of, not, you know, not still volume, you know, throwing in drop sets at the end of, you know, certain exercises, You know, working heavy, you know, splitting it up, you know, push pull days.
Okay.
And what else I also do is I go off of Flex Lewis. So.
Oh, really?
I'm a big fan of Flex Lewis's physique. We actually are in pretty good relationship with him too. You know, through Sinister Labs, where she has a you know, ambassador with them, and we keep in touch with him. And so I want to go down there and actually train at his new gym here soon if I can. I've been contacting him, but so I really build off of what he does with the Y3T program.
Okay.
With Neil Yoda Hills, his philosophy. So that was kind of a cool experience. And when going back to that is when we were in Australia, you know, those first, and I'll give you this, when you do fly to Australia, you got to watch out for the jet lag.
Oh,
and
I bet, man.
So the first couple of days I was still getting used to the jet lag, and I didn't sleep at all, you know, getting, you know, with competition coming, jet lag. And so I'd be down, you know, kind of walking around at like 4 or 5 in the morning outside. And then, like, who else I kept running into was Neil. You know, he couldn't sleep either. So we'd get coffee with Neil. We'd just sit and kick it and, you know, talk about, you know, training, everything. So he kind of picked his brain that way, and then kind of, you know, go off of his philosophies too.
Okay. So I'm somewhat familiar with the Y3T. I haven't done it myself. I'm very familiar with John's programs and how he operates. I've done his workouts before, and I've patterned a lot of my own ideas after him. Tell me a little bit more about what you specifically get out of the Mountain Dog style of training.
Right. So, you know, a lot of pyramiding, you know, increasing weight, you know, increasing the weight per set, and going, you know, pretty much going to failure each time. You know, so I mean, but you want to, within that regards to, you know, 8 to 12 reps.
Okay.
You know, that's what I like to stick off, especially in the off season. You know, I don't, it's what I kind of did different this, you know, this prep is I never did that whole, you know, as you get closer to the show, start hitting, you know, sets of 30 to 40 to 50, you know,
right,
I mean,
right.
stick with what's working for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you built that physique, you know, training that way. I mean, honestly, what my philosophy was this entire prep was, you know, once I was 8 weeks out and I looked the way I did, I was like, you know, I'm going to stick with the KISS principle in my mind, you know, keep it simple, keep it simple, stupid. Like, you know, you do what is working. You keep what you have been doing is working. And all I did was I just adjusted food amounts, you know, kept the workouts very similar. Obviously, you know, probably, you know, threw in a couple different isolation movements, obviously, you know, as we got closer to the show and everything, but I relatively, you know, kept the workouts the same in regards to, you know, that 8 to 12 rep, pushing it to failure, and then just pyramiding up and down.
Right on. If you were to give any advice to the younger guys out there who may have been in the audience watching you win, or the guys at home listening to the show here today, What would you say? I think you started the show out with some really good advice about not trying to push it too fast. You know, I think that was a great place to start. What other thoughts would you share with them?
Right. So, I mean, the main thing is, I mean, you gotta have the mindset. It's a mindset thing, especially when it comes to nutrition. People say that, I mean, I've been eating clean for, you know, like 16 weeks, you know, but the thing is, I mean, enough food, but it's just a mindset that, you know, do you really need that? I mean, you know, do you need cheesecake? You know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you want it. Yeah. But
yeah.
But what is your bigger goal? I mean, what are you going for that is that more important? So I think it was just, you know, I had a bigger picture always in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I knew what I wanted, and I was so driven that, you know, I wanted to accomplish that goal. And that I didn't need to do anything dramatic. It's just, you have that goal, you have that vision in front of you, and just stick to the path. You know, you have the rest of your life, you know, to do those things that you might, those small things of enjoyment that you, hey, I'm just going to sacrifice this next couple of weeks to get to where I am. And I just kept reminding myself that the bigger picture, and I mean, obviously I have a great, great support system, great, you know, great people around me. It wasn't too difficult, but the main thing is just have that mindset, have that goal, and then stick to it. Because guess what? I mean, I'm telling you right now, when I was announced the IFBB Pro, the satisfaction was worth it. It was truly worth it. You know, I'll tell you this right now on air that, after prejudging, I spent probably a solid 20 minutes just crying. Wow. and I'm not a crier. And I'll tell you that. Yeah, I haven't cried in years, you know? And so I just walked off. I went back there and I just sat down and I just started bawling. And I was like, I couldn't control it. Like, you know, people were looking at me like I was crazy and they didn't know I won, but I was just like, you know, I can't do anything else.
So that poor guy is feeling so sorry for himself because he lost.
Exactly. You know, I was okay with that. You know? But no, it was a magical moment. Wow. That when you put, you know, so much time, sweat, and tears, you know, those 4 a.m. wake ups to go do cardio before before working. Oh, yeah. Or those, you know, those late nights, that it was worth it in my eyes. And so that's where we're at now.
Yeah, whether you have, you know, to eat zero carbs to get into shape or 150 carbs to, you know, to get in shape,
right,
you're still suffering the same amount, man. You know, it's,
oh yeah,
it's not a party.
The word. You just have to adjust to, I mean, I and the thing is, I set it up that way. You know, I had such a, you know, I set my metabolism up in the off season that, like, you know, I was eating 500 grams of carbs in the off season, you know, and so that set me up that I could, you know, 100 grams of carbs was 20 to 40 to me compared to other people, you know, because they let themselves go in the off season. You know what I mean? So like, it's just how you want it. You know, it's just how you set yourself up for the prep.
That's a huge take home message, I think, right there.
I think so.
It's not just that 16 weeks, right?
Right. Exactly. And that's why I tell my clients, like, you know, they're, you know, and that's the funny thing is when I have to adjust my clients, you know, I'm giving them 20 to 40 grams and I'm over here, you know, eating, you know, but it's like, it's, What did you do those other, you know, what did you do those other 30 weeks of the year when you just let yourself go? And then now you want to be competition ready. This is what we have to do. You know, I've had this vision in my head the whole year.
Yeah.
You know, I still enjoyed myself and obviously, you know, I'd still go out to eat, everything like that. But, you know, I would be smart about those decisions. I would, you know, I'd still be in the gym training, you know, even when I was 30 weeks out, you know, my goal was, you know, June, that's where I'm going to be. And so I'm going to train hard now and enjoy myself, but I still always training hard, always looking at that bigger picture.
Hell yeah, man. Well, tell me more about your sponsors. Tell me about everything else you have going on. I believe that you and Ivana have a YouTube page. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about everything else anywhere else we can reach out and find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, with our clients and everything, we actually have a team. It's called Team Conquer Culture. So we started that about 6 months ago and it's really taken off. So it's really, I mean, you can find us on Instagram there too. So team_conquer_culture. That's, you know, we're slowly building, taking on clients, you know, competitors. And that's been fun because it's given us an avenue to travel and go to shows with our clients. So we were actually in Omaha. Nice. We went back to that Omaha show a week out. So 2 weeks ago. And that was great. That was a great time. You know, even though I was a week out, went out there. The classic pros were there, so, and I knew a lot of those guys already just from last year from competing and stuff. So that gave us that, and then it was the great feeling because one of my clients I've been working with, he won the men's physique overall and he won the classic physique overall when he qualified for NPC Junior Nationals, and so he was able to go and compete with me this past weekend.
No kidding.
So it was a really cool feeling, you know, to be able to compete with one of your clients next to you. He ended up getting. He was top 3 in his class in men's physique. So he ended up getting 3rd he kind of a story like mine from last year. That was one of his first shows was last weekend when he took the overall on both and then came down to junior nationals and got 3rd this year. So he's more driven than ever now. And so we're going to see what he can do here in the future too. But, the team has really taken off. That's been great for us. Like I said, Team Conquer Culture, sponsorships. I'm sponsored by Liquid Sunrays, which is they take great, great care of me.
Great product.
Yep. They've been with Yvonne's been with them for 4 years, so they, you know, they knew they had to, you know, throw their hat in the ring, and I'm really happy that they did. And they take great, great care of me. Like I said, that Broactive wear picked up. I got a good clothing sponsor, Silverback Crew. It is named by Adam Weedle. He's out in the yep, and so he sends me. He's great. The good thing about. Funny story about him is I walk off the stage on Saturday and he's like, you know, where you at? And we, you know, go meet him in the lobby or whatever. He's like, I got something for you. I'm like, oh, okay. You know? And so I walk up and he hands me this hat that says Silverback Crew on it. You know, I look at it and then, turn it around and it says IFBB Pro.
And I go, no kidding.
Yeah. I just look at him. I go, Well, I'm glad you were really confident about this.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that was really cool to have that. That was a really cool gift to be, you know, handed right away, right when you walked off. So I was really happy about that. And then, yeah, he takes great care of us. So yeah, the Team Cog culture, like I said, Silver Bag, Liquid Sunrays, we're active wear. And so, and that's where we're at right now.
Right on, man. And what's the YouTube page you guys have?
Oh, yes. So going into the YouTube, the link can be found on my profile. What we do is that's kind of, if you look, it's kind of, we have a good, really good local videographer named Ryan Snott. He's really helped us out. He actually approached us like 7 months ago. He's like, and really just really intelligent kid, you know, just graduated from college. He's like, you know, I'm a big fan of the fitness industry. He follows all those, you know, already pre-existing, you know, YouTube channels have grown up. And he's like, just by seeing you guys in the gym, I believe that like this, you guys are the future. And we're like, okay, yeah, let's see what we can do here, you know? And so he's done a great job. And like, you know, we've done all these training videos with him. If you look, that Granite Supplements, they repost them, they put them on their website. And then what also is, you know, while we traveled, we filmed our travels too. So if you go back and look at our YouTube, you can see like what I was talking about when we went to Australia, when we went to LA, when we went to New York. And so he actually videoed this whole past weekend too. And, he just sent me over some clips. It's gonna be crazy. So it's going to be a really cool video of the whole weekend. And, he's finishing that up tonight. So I'm going to be posting that here in the next couple of days, but, we've gotten some great feedback from that, you know, that people are like, want more, and it's just a great avenue. And then the main thing I think that why that's going so successful is it shows that like we bring a unique, you know, Yvonne and I bring a unique, you know, team aspect of watching a husband and wife work together.
Yeah.
in this selfish sport. I like going back into that. You don't see that very often, you know. You see a lot of the whole, you know, guys just going in there and banging out weights and, you know, grunting and putting a lot of weights in it. But what we do is you just see the lifestyle of Yvonne and I behind the scenes, you know, us goofing around, you know, but still getting crap done, you know. And so it's been a fun ride. We're going to keep those going. We get a lot of responses from that and feedback, and it's really taken off for us.
Nice. And guys, if you want to check that out, if you can either go to Brett's Instagram channel, or if you're on YouTube directly, search Ivana and Brett. Not Brett and Ivana, Ivana and Brett.
Yep. She
just giving you crap.
Yeah. She already had her YouTube, so we're going to keep it to Ivana and Brett. So we just threw my name in there, and she's like, and then it works out there.
Hell yeah, man. I'm scrolling through it now. You guys have a ton of video on here, and I'm excited because you talking about the move out to Colorado, training with Adam Young and all the other faces you're going to be seeing. I just imagine this thing's going to blow up. It's only going to get bigger.
Right. Yeah. So we'll do some videos out there in Denver too. Yeah. And so like with Dylan and Adam, like we discussed, and we'll see if Phil wants to jump in for a few too. Yeah, right.
That'd be cool, man. All right. Well, any parting words here? I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on.
No, I mean, the main thing is, you know, appreciate you reaching out. You know, like I said, you know, it's funny how, like, you know, the good people kind of find each other in this industry, especially with, you know, Dr. Scott reaching out to you and then you reaching out to me. And like I said, just going back into what that message I kind of told you, you know, looking forward to, you know, keep that bigger picture in your mind always. And, you know, just get those goals and keep grinding for it.
Right on. Well, it was my pleasure to have you, and it was my pleasure to be at the show and actually see you win. You know, I had a horse in the race, so there's another guy I would have liked to have seen take it, but it totally makes sense to me. You've got a classic physique. There's no question about it. I can't wait to see, you know, what you do in the future, and I can't wait to see what you and Ivana can do together. This is going to be really great, man. So, Brett, thank you for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, Scott. Yes, I really appreciate you reaching out there. And, yeah, and like I said, your client did amazing. That was the main thing, is just the relationships I built from this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Like, before I even talked to you, you're like, first thing you said to me is like, I had a client that ended up, he competed against you in the overall, and it's Joe. And I was like, me and Joe are our best friends right now, you know? Like, so
you sound like everywhere you go, you make friends.
not everywhere, but a lot of places. No, it's funny when you get, you know, a lot of like-minded people.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of hit it off that way and stuff. So it's been a hell of a ride.
I hear you, man. I'm the same way. I think it's a good personality trait to be able to make friends everywhere you go, and you know, be able to make the world a little bit better of a place. And I see you doing that, man. So this has been really cool. I really appreciate it, guys. For Advices Radio, I'm Scott McNally with new IFBB Pro Brett Wilkin. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Mask on, yeah. Fuck it, mask off.